This is a And Did Those Feet Walk podcast for London Walks. I'm Kevin Flood, and on Sunday I'm giving a virtual walk for London Walks, which is called The Financial City from Slavery to Hedge Fund Virtual Walk. It starts at 6:30 on Sunday the 30th of May. And the idea of the walk is to give a sort of a long view of the origins and the way that the City of London has formed over the centuries. I say the long view because we start with a look at the evidence that London was a financial capital as long ago as the Roman period. This is not to say that you can talk about continuity of the financial capital from that period onwards, but it's just to say that any capital city really is going to have some financial aspects to it, and particularly one like London, which has always been one of Europe's most important ports, particularly since the 16th century. So we have a look at the Roman and medieval origins, and then we look at what happened in the 16th, 17th and 18th centuries to make London one of the world's great financial centres. So looking at the origins of stocks and shares, of accountancy, the Royal Exchange, and we also have a look at some of the connections with the great city institutions with slavery in the 18th and 19th century. So we take a walk from the original port, where the Roman port was. We then do have an excursion around the docks to give an idea of the foundation of the wealth of London. And then we land back in the city, where we go to where Dick Whittington lived and died. And then we walk up to Cheapside, along Cheapside, to Bank, to where the Stock Exchange was founded, near the Royal Exchange, near Lombard Street, where the Italian bankers were. And then up Cornhill to look at the great institutions like the East Indies Company, before finishing the walk. So it would be great to see you there. So Sunday, 30th of May, 6:30, you can get there from the London Walks website. So just type Google London Walks and you're bound to find the walk. And see you then. Thank you very much.